I think it's twofold. The first thing that we really need to do, especially when speaking with our young people within the church, is to get them to think critically about whether or not they believe in truth. And then to answer that question with the recognition, of course they do. They may not all agree with what that truth is, but they all have a belief in a moral compass. They all have a belief in a right and wrong. That Pew Forum survey showed that an increasing number believe that you should not be able to fire a high school teacher for being homosexual. Okay, well, that's a moral decision. Whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant to the belief that there is something right and wrong, and we should be able to tell what that is. We've got to get people to think critically about that. Where are they finding their truth? How are they defining it? And then point them to the death and resurrection as historical fact as the place to start finding that truth in the Scriptures. That this law and gospel, which is given to us, summed up in the death and resurrection of Jesus, becomes the foundational platform for our moral compass. That his word, in fact, defines what reality is, both in terms of the law, which is that morality, and the gospel, which is the fulfillment of all goodness for our sakes by grace alone in Christ. Both of those things have to be done, and really done as soon as humanly possible with these kids before they are sucked into the malaise of the current system.